I don't get it. I mean,
maybe other people will get it. I don't get it.
Besides, I get them taking, finally taking down my St. Patrick's Day decorations. I was going to keep them up, and I'm thinking, why is Easter every year? I always think it's the end of April. I don't know why. But every year, I think it's the end of April. And then I realize, wait a minute. It's not. It's not the end of April. It's like going into, what, almost the second week of April. And you know what, right now, I don't even remember when Easter is. What, April 9th, 10th? When is it? No? When I used to go to church, I'd remember. You know? But, how many people really even go to church anymore? I mean, I, like, literally go to church, like, physically walk into church. How many people, like, physically walk into church anymore? Not many. Not many, because most people, they stream, live stream church service. Yeah, something COVID brought out of it, out of a bad situation, was live streaming your church services. So you don't have to walk in your church. You don't have to get up. You don't have to put on your Sunday best. You don't have to go in front of the congregation. You don't have to say hi and greet people. You don't have to do any of that. You just basically wake up, or you know what you can do also? You can just live stream. That's right, a copy of it later in the day. You don't even need to go to church anymore. You can just, you know, send your offering, your donation to your church congregation, whatever, you know, and for special events, you just put it in the mail. That's right, COVID became, that's right. Once again, I'm gonna say it. Being lazy. Everything. We end up, and like I said, artificial intelligence. I really looked into that. I find it pretty fascinating, but you know, I'm a geek like that sometimes. You know, I'm a history geek, but I'm realizing artificial intelligence is starting to really, like, wow, you know, it's incredible, really, if you think about it. But we're becoming a very lazy society. No wonder Mother Earth and God is striking us with all this crazy weather and craziness, and the world is a vampire. Sorry, Smashing Pumpkins song. It almost took me there again. I won't go there. It has. It's become lazy. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why do you give people? You give people time. You know, you give people boundaries, healthy boundaries. Like, listen, I'm giving you this much time. We're not going to talk. I'm going to give you this much time so you can sit back and reflect. You know? When the relationship's not going well, no matter what the relationship, especially if it's family relationships, you give healthy boundaries, because you have to with family. You got to do healthy boundaries. If people in your family don't respect you, you got to place the healthy boundaries. And it's like my therapist said, it's called healthy boundaries. It's to give people time to sit back and reflect and go, okay, you know, what part did you take in the dysfunction? You give people healthy boundaries. But sometimes it still doesn't work. Excuse me, I don't get it. I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. Probably one out of every two. I don't know. Dysfunction exists probably in every family now. Because things are so crazy. Everybody's got some kind of stress, battle, dealing with, you know? People who don't seek therapy, and then they create their demons, you know what I mean? They create their demons, addictions, and all sorts of crazy stuff. And then they got that battle. But I don't get it. You know, when you're dealing with dysfunction, you give the family time, you give them time to reflect. And you know, everybody has to take a seat at the table and take part in their doing, because, you know, dysfunction works both ways. You have to take ownership. You have to take your part and reflect and take the time. When you're not in communication, take the time to reflect and figure out what part did you play. You have to go up to the table, pull up your pull-ups. Okay, all right, get your big britches on, adult britches. All right, now you have to... That's right. Take responsibility as an adult. But not everybody does it. I don't know why. But there's a lot of people out there when there's dysfunction, and they don't want to take ownership for anything they do. But yet they know what they're doing. I'm sorry. People know what they're doing. When you got dysfunction in family, family knows what they're doing. People know what they're doing. No matter if it's one member, all members, whatever the situation may be. Everybody takes a seat at the big kids table, the adults table, okay? Not the toddlers and the little, you know, like, not that table, all right? Everybody has to take a seat at the adult table. I don't get it. Sometimes you can give people time and time and time, and it's like, you realize that yourself when time goes by, you keep giving people chance after chance after chance, and you're giving them the space. Like, listen, the space is healthy space. I'm telling you without telling you, because we're both adults, we're all adults, I'm giving you space to reflect and think about what part you played in the dysfunction, okay? Because it's two to tango. It ain't a one-way street, okay? All right, whatever the tango may be, okay? Or cha-cha, whatever. But you can't be doing the cha-cha and tango and then you get healthy space and you're the only one growing, evolving, and reflecting. And the other cha-cha partner, tango partner, is just... You get to that point, you got to get to that point, you realize you're wasting your time. You're wasting valuable, precious time. I'm sorry. This is my season here and the rest of my life. It's called the selfish season. I've given too much of my time. I've tried to work on things way too much in my life. I've spent way too much time. Did I say way too much time? And it got me nowhere. I don't waste that time anymore. If you can't get at the big kids' table, and I'm giving you time to reflect, and you come back the same person at the table that when you left the last million times, I give up. You got to know when to stop. It's the sake of not even getting into confrontation. It's just a point principle. It's just know when to stop. You know, you just got to know when to stop. I've been realizing that a lot. You know, and just when to stop. You just keep giving people opportunity. Listen, I'm giving you space. I'm giving you personal space to sit back and reflect. Okay. You know, just get it right millionth and one time, you know? And if you're still facing and there's still no change, person comes back at the table or person's or a situation and it's the same old dinner plate they're bringing. It's the same old side dish. I don't want that side dish anymore. I grew tired of that side dish. You know what? I want the big kid's side dish. I want the adult side dish. I want my sushi, whatever the heck. I want oysters. I want hors d'oeuvres, whatever the heck, you know. I want lobster. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just using it as an analogy. It gets old. I don't know. I'm one of billions of people in the world that it's like, time does not heal wounds. Time just makes you realize not to no longer waste your time. And you just have to once again get back off the plate, walk away from the table, walk away. I realize when you can't keep giving chances, you can't keep wasting your time, your valuable, precious time, because life is short. I've wasted a hell of a time, a hell of a too much time, you know, on a one-way street of working on relations, no matter what it was. I'm an empath at heart. Us empaths, we waste too much damn time. Doesn't mean you can't be an empath. You can always be an empath. You can always wear your heart on your sleeve. But you got to learn and realize that that involves therapy, because that's how I learned. And so be it, you know. Every one out of every two people, it's not every person in the world, suffering from something emotionally, mental health. You know, it's normal, okay? Anybody makes fun of it, they need more help than anybody else. They're just too afraid and in their head to believe it and admit it. You just ignore those people. Let them be. Whatever. Let them fly that balloon around on their own. Enjoy that pink balloon. Enjoy it, Lisa. Enjoy that pink balloon. Here's a bow for it. You want another one? Here you go, Lisa. Have fun. How old are you? Okay, well, still flying the balloons. Love to fly the balloons. It's serious. But I don't know. I just realized, you know, you can't. It's just, there's no confrontation. You just, like, remove yourself from the table for the millionth one time. Just walk away. Just walk away, you know? Say what's on your mind. Say your piece. You're an adult. You're entitled to say what's on your mind and your piece. Another adult, it's called healthy adulting, is we both listen. Allow each other to say what we want to say. May agree to disagree. That's fine. You respect that. And you know, que sera, sera. There's certain things in life people do. If it's hurtful enough, even the good Lord, there's nothing that says you have to forgive them. I mean... How many versions of the Bible are there anyway? You know, which one's real and which one's not? You know, I'm waiting for that day. They keep opening up these Pharaoh tombs and that and King Tut and all that. Wait for the cross wrong tomb, excuse me. And then the Holy Grail of all hell hit on earth. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. I don't know. Everybody's entitled. It's a scientific geek. But there's some things in life you're not going to be able to move past and forgive. I've come to terms with that, you know. I only have one plate at the dinner table that I was dished, and I've realized with therapy, but most importantly, it's not a therapist's decision, but it's my decision after a lot of therapy, is there's, you know, there's some things in life we don't forgive, and we can't move forward. Doesn't mean that you can't work on the relation at the dinner table and try to get another party after you do a million and one timeouts. You find yourself a million and two timeouts, and it did no good. You know, some people just resort back to the same mannerisms, and sometimes things people say are downright just damn rude. People know what they're saying. And when they're rude, they know what they're being rude about. And please don't jab. I don't know how many times I've taken jabs by the same person. Don't jab. Please don't do jabs. You're going to do a jab to me, do a jab to them. Do a jab to her. They're not going to tolerate jabs. Jabs are insults. They're hidden insults when people say things. Okay? It's kind of like if you bake a cake, ladies, and you have someone who's been jabbing you, and they come over, and you've given them a million and five chances. They come over, have a slice of cake. You offered them a slice of cake, some tea, and come over, and they could comment, "Oh my God, Barb, your cake is so delicious. Angel food cake, yeah. Oh, it's so good." And then in another breath, they say, "Well, this part's pretty burnt, though. You could have left it in the oven like another 15 minutes. That's a jab. Men, okay? Here's a jab. "Hey, Bob, would you like to come over and play some golf today?" "Hey, sure, why not? You know, it's perfect weather." You get out on the golf course. "This is perfect weather. Hey, did you get a new set of golf clubs?" "I sure did. Look at these. Aren't these nice? It took me 10 checks." Sorry. That's the economy. "It took me 10 checks to buy this new set of golf clubs." "Oh, really?" And then he turns around and he says, with this breath loud enough to hear it, "They're still cheap looking." That's a jab. That's a jab. People who jab know they're jabbing. And when they get caught, and it's a hint of narcissism, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't make that jab about your angel food cake. Oh my God, it's delicious." Bullshit. Sorry, bullshit. "No, Bob, I didn't say that about the golf clubs. I know it took you 10 paychecks to buy them. Oh no, those are great. No, those are wonderful. Look how they shine in the sun. I would never know. Well, I would even personally buy these golf clubs myself." Bullshit. That's a jab. It's a jab. People who jab don't have respect for you. Most importantly, they don't have respect for themselves, because adults don't act like that. And depending if it's your friend, relative, family member, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, whatever type of situation, depending on the level of the totem pole, because titles hold totem poles. Depending on your title is where you're at on a totem pole of life. Okay? Family is darn well number two on totem pole. And then you have individual family members that are on top of totem pole. Your parent or parents are always on the top of the totem pole. They're number one on the totem pole. Okay? They're the ones who should be respecting you. Quintessential number one. Your parent or parents should be respecting you. Quintessential number one. No matter if you're son or daughter. Your parent or parents don't respect you and they're jabbing you, they don't give a goddamn about you. They're disrespecting you. And that's not love. Parent or parents make jabs at their own son or daughters? That's not a parent. That's a bully. That's a damn bully. You don't do that stuff. You got a parent doing that? You give them a timeout? A healthy boundaries? "Hey, listen, I don't like you doing jabs. It's insulting. If you're going to do a jab to me, do it to the rest of the siblings. You know? Or if you don't have siblings, do it to the rest of the family. You know, your aunt, uncle, whatever. Do it to your brother, sisters, brother, sister, whatever the heck, sister. You know, it's rude. Speak up. Because you have to correct people doing jabs. That's just not okay. Insults aren't okay. You know? People going through enough right now in life, in this day and age, especially in the United States. Nobody needs to have a plate full of jabs, a scoop of jabs on top of a full plate. You know what I mean? Of sauerkraut. All right? Just giving you this example. And no parents should be making jabs to son or daughter. Parents' number one responsibility is to put their children first. If you don't understand that, folks, and you have kids, I'm going to give you a suggestion here from everybody in the world. Don't have kids. Don't have children. You're not ready to be a parent. You're not responsible. okay? Because your child comes first. Your children come first, okay? Until the day God calls you home, they come first. Unless you are a narcissistic, self-righteous person. Okay? Sorry. I'm saying that for everybody. But you all know you've been saying that behind your breath and dealing with that. You've said it worse things than I've just said. It's the truth. But you keep giving people opportunity. You know? You remove yourself from the dinner table. Like, listen, you know, I'm removing myself from the dinner table. And I don't know when I want to be back. All right? Remove yourself from the dinner table. I'm giving you a hypothetical, you know. I'm giving you examples. And then, you know, you ask the person to come back at the dinner table after I don't know how long, you know. Time should make adults who have dysfunction and indifferences reflect on your part. That's right, your part. You're a narc, still got a part in it. Sorry, you could be a narc all day, raise your hand, I'm a narc. I met somebody who literally said they were a narc and admitted it. That's the first time in my life I ever heard somebody with narcissism literally say, I am a narc. And I know I'm a narc, but I've always been a narc, okay? I mean, I respect they were really honest with themselves. I don't know what to say. I realized that it was a narc. Okay. Well, I mean, it's, I don't know what to say. That's the truth, so help me God. Interesting. I'll just leave it there. But when you get healthy boundaries and you have to place healthy boundaries down to people who don't respect you, okay? People who don't respect you, you know they don't respect you. You know the actions of don't respect. You know the words, I don't respect you. But the thing is you need to be an adult and love yourself enough to self-respect yourself and remove yourself, okay? When you cross that path again and you give a timeout, okay? An adult timeout, meaning you'll walk away, contact, cut ties, whatever, communication's done. Until you feel there's enough time, and that's really up to individuals, your time, that's your decision, no therapy, no clergy, no friend, nobody can tell you when there's enough time. You as an individual, when somebody's disrespecting you, especially if it's a parent or parents, you know when, or another family member, especially because like I said, family's on that totem pole, they're up there, they're number one. One is your parent or parents, number two is the rest of family. I'm sorry, that's how it goes. Number three, spouse, all right? I know some people would say different, but you know, I'm sorry, you know. Everybody's had their opinion. And you give that time out, you know? That time out is for two adults or adults to do soul searching and figure out what part you played in the dysfunction. Now, when you're ready to sit back at the dinner table, everybody taking a seat at the big kids table, okay? You're not at the
little kids table anymore.
No, you're at the big kids table, okay? It's like a doll, didn't it? Oh, scary doll. Anyway. When you're back at the big kids table, you know what I mean? The adults table, you know, you got your adult clothes on. You should have your adult mentality. All right, if you had time and you come back in the same mentality as the same person that didn't work the first time, it ain't going to work a million and 50 times over. It's never going to work. That's when you realize you got somebody or someone that never change. They're never going to change. They're going to die that way. You better look at things differently and look at your mentality of how you view people, okay? I don't care if they're number one or two on the totem pole of life. Some people are not going to change. And just because somebody holds a title of number one or two on the totem pole doesn't mean that you have to be around it, okay? And if you don't respect it because they're not respecting you, you can't respect someone that doesn't respect you on totem pole one or two. And even totem pole three, you can't respect someone that doesn't respect you. There's no respect at all there, period. All right, you know, walk away. That relation after a million and 50,000 times over, a billion times over at the same dinner table, and it's the same thing they're bringing to the dinner, okay, and you're tired of the same dish, okay, you had chicken tenders when you were five. They're still bringing you chicken tenders, okay? This is just hypothetical speaking, all right? I'm tired of chicken tenders. I told you I'm tired of it. We're adults. Let's try something different. And they still bring chicken tenders is because they don't respect you. It's the same as people making jabs and they're disrespecting you. If they're totem pole one or two, okay? They don't respect you. And you can't respect somebody that doesn't respect you, especially if they hold title number one on totem pole and number two. If you're going in between on this podcast, you may want to listen back with totem pole one and two of life, who they are, okay? They don't respect you and they keep coming back and you keep giving them time after time after chance and it's called putting the boundaries down, healthy boundaries. And that's a smart way. Don't drive yourself crazy and don't waste confrontational stuff because that's energy. put yourself in selfish season like I am, it's a selfish, righteous, self-ass season for me. Okay? I come first. And my four kids, my happiness. That's it. Period. I put people first my whole life. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm disrespecting myself. And I lost a lot of valuable, precious time. I realize that at this season of my life, I don't do that anymore. But if I keep giving people time out, and I'm telling you, listen, time out because you don't have respect for me. You're making jabs. You're not being supportive. And you're not acting like the person you should be on the totem pole. And you know how you should be. Especially if they're treating others how they should be, but not you. And I'm telling you why people don't treat you the way you should be treated. I'm going to tell you, you may not want to hear it. Okay? Because I've accepted this. They don't damn respect you. Okay? And I have come to terms that I have people in my life that were at the dinner table that have no goddamn respect for me at all. And then they showed other people not to have any goddamn respect for me. Okay? I don't need you. And I don't want to be at the table. Okay? And if I give you a healthy time out, is for you to see your part that you played in dysfunction, broken ties, broken relations, whatever that may be for you. You come back at the table and you're showing me disrespect right from jump. You got to realize when that's enough. Okay? Maybe next time you see them, maybe crossing paths in heaven. And that's going to be it. And it's not being mean. It's not being cruel. You know? Being mean and cruel is when you allow yourself disrespected. Okay? You don't allow yourself to be treated with respect as an adult. When you allow yourself to be treated less of than people, that's when you're being cruel to yourself. You deserve better than that. I've been that person. I've been that pushover and that idiot. I'm sorry I can say a lot of things that I've been in my life because I was really naive, gullible, and stupid. You can be an empath and still have a huge heart. I'll always be an empath. But you got to realize when you're crossing paths and you're crossing things in self-respect, levels of self-respect, and now you're disrespecting yourself. Kind of like that video. Now you're hurting your damn self. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do it. Title number one and two on the totem pole, you'll probably try more than once. If not a million and a million and 520,000 or a billion, you know? All right, now you got to this point in your life, okay? You're not young anymore. You're not a young adult. Okay, when's enough enough? All right. Because there's parents out there that don't respect their kids. They don't like them. They don't respect them. They find them a burden. They find them a pain in the ass. They just don't vibe. I don't know. There's a million reasons why parents and children don't, well, adults, they were your child or children. Now they're adults that don't vibe. There could be remorse, jealousy, guilt. I had parents who just can't stand their own damn kid or kids. I mean, it's the truth. You're not going to ever get along with your parent or parents. Okay? How long are you going to keep putting the boundaries and just trying over and over and over again? You get to the point, are you going to try all the way till one of you pass away? Because, I mean, we all live, we all die. Adults, sons and daughters. The parent or parents can outlive the son or daughter, whatever, how many kids or whatever situation, okay? But when the respect's not there from a parent or parents to you as a son or daughter and you're a grown-ass adult and you're trying over and over again and you're basically putting in layman's terms, I mean, you got the whole wall, a dry erase board of, listen, this is, you know, you don't need to put it out in layman terms. A parent or parent knows exactly how the hell they're treating their adult son or daughters. And you know as an adult son or daughter when it ain't right. Because when it ain't right. You can't keep giving chances. You got to get to the point in your own mind. No therapy, no person's going to tell you. But you got to get to that crossroad when enough's enough. Okay? Doesn't mean you don't love your parent or parents. But there are some parent or parents you can love with all your heart. But you just can't be around them. Because they don't have respect for you. Okay? You may even question, do they even love me? If a parent or parent's not respecting you, you may even question, do they even love me? Because you may not feel any love. It's perfectly okay, no matter how you feel, as a son or daughter. You're not going to get penalized when you go up to heaven. God's not going to strike you, okay? He's not going to sit you down in his chair, in the big kid's chair, okay, when you go to heaven. All right? But sometimes you got to realize when you just got to wish people well, even if they're on totem pole one and two, hell, even three, okay? and you're constantly getting that disrespect and the jabs or whatever situation, and they know what they're doing. People know when they're not respecting you and showing you actions and signs and words of disrespecting you, okay? It's perfectly normal if somebody doesn't respect you on title 1, 2, 3 in totem pole, and you give them the disrespect back, because some people have to have the disrespect back no matter who they are in your life. It gives people to understand, like, listen, how do you feel now? I gave it to you. Now how do you feel? Because you've been doing this to me. And I've been putting you on timeout, which is healthy boundaries as adults, so you can sit back and figure out where your part plays in the dysfunction. But you're coming back to the dinner table, and it's the same old song and dance. You're bringing the same dish. I don't do chicken tenders anymore. That was when I was 5. I'm not 5 anymore. I'm this age, whatever, as an adult. But you're not treating me as such. Okay? Sorry. I'm telling you what's the truth. A lot of people, because you think somebody's on totem pole 1, 2, and 3 as a title in your life, that you got to take being treated like I don't know what. You keep allowing that, it's going to keep eating at your self-esteem, your self-love. It's going to start affecting your happiness, your friendships. Heaven forbid you have 4 kids and children, it affects their lives. You got to know when enough's enough, man, you know? And then eventually, you're going to start taking on that same bad pattern of behavior as totem pole 1, 2, and 3 has been treating you. Now, all of a sudden, you realize you're starting to treat other people like that. Because you need to remove yourself from totem pole 1, 2, and 3 of the disrespect. And not treating you as an adult. Most importantly, respecting you. It's just never going to work. And sometimes it never works. It never will. And people die. And all the way to the last breath, still treating you with disrespect. Okay. Don't feel bad. I don't even know how to end this podcast, because, you know, this is things that people need to talk about, that people don't want to talk about because they feel it's taboo. The only time you hear about stuff like this is like church sermons or something. I don't know. Joel Osteen or something. You know what I mean? What's he on? Is he on Sirius? Is he Sirius XM? I don't know. I remember just going through all channels. You know, you look through the new channels they give you every once in a while, try, and I saw his Joel Osteen. Who doesn't like Joel Osteen? He's got really good, I mean, he's got good sermons. He doesn't just talk about the Bible, but he integrates real life issues in that. And these are things that people want to talk about. Don't feel bad if a parent or parent has no respect for you. It's not that you're feeling it. If you're feeling it, it's because it's going on. Now, you need to sit back and figure out why you feel that way. Remove yourself from the equation. You're never going to be able to think for yourself if you're putting yourself at the dinner table. That's not the dinner's the same chicken tenders. Okay, you're never going to realize adult food unless you remove yourself from the table. Hypothetically speaking, okay? Just put an analogy. Now all of a sudden you removed yourself. Now you realize those actions from a parent or parents are totem pole 1, 2, and 3 in order of life and importance of people, people who play a part of your life, their titles. Okay, now you realize when you moved away from the table, the actions, the words, and how it has affected your life. And depending how long and how many times you tried, do you ever sit there and realize how much time you lost? How it affected your relationships, how it affected your friendships, how it affected your life, your happiness, and your well-being. This isn't crazy talk. This is damn real talk. Because there's a lot of people with a lot of dysfunction. And totem pole 1 as a parent of parents. The people that you should be looking at, and the people who should be looking out for you as a son or daughter. And you end up with a parent of parents that failed you as a son or daughter. And there's always an excuse for behavior that doesn't match with what a mother or father should be. Sometimes you have to remove yourself from that equation and get around healthy dynamics of a mother, son, mother, daughter, father, son, daughter, whatever situation it may be. There's a lot of times you got to remove yourself and put yourself in the dynamics of a normal family, normal parents, normal parental role models and people that are parents, you know, whether it's adoptive, blood, whatever situation, foster. Okay. When you start surrounding yourself with normalcy, you'll realize you lost a lot of time in what's not normal, what's not normalcy. And when you give people time to figure out their part and what it played at the dinner table and what they can do to correct themselves, because it takes 2 to tango, that's when you start realizing your life changes. And instead of being confrontational with people, you choose a logical way out. Logical way out is you have to marry yourself. And don't think with your heart or feel bad for doing it. People are going to talk about you no matter what, okay? If you have bad ties of joy and you don't have respect from your mom or dad, no matter how old you are as an adult, and you find yourself that you have to remove yourself, or you're like in this situation now and you're going, boy, she really hit there on the nail. I'm afraid to even walk away because I'm afraid I'm going to get condemned. God's going to strike me. I'm going to be a bad person when I die. I'm going to go to hell. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because God understands. There's relationships between sons and daughters and parents that aren't normal, not healthy. I'm sure the good Lord would rather see you remove yourself and get into a healthy lifestyle and take care of yourself, okay? Because there are parents out there that are not good for their kids that are now adults, okay? You got to remove yourself. I'm sorry. And don't feel bad for doing it. It's going to be hard and tough at first, but you'll respect yourself and love yourself enough. And you know what you're going to probably say? Why didn't I do it earlier? As you keep trying over and over again, that's why. Because you keep going to the dinner table. You're just putting on a different outfit for dinner. Okay? You started off casual, and now all of a sudden you got a tux on or almost like a bridal gown on. It still didn't work because they still brought you chicken tenders because they still don't respect you. They're still treating you like a child. Okay? And you can choose to be an adult, a self-respect and self-love, and after enough timeouts and boundaries to figure out what both parties are playing a role. Their role, own individual role, because you can't change people. They got to see their own role and dysfunction. And you come back to the table and they still haven't changed and they're still insulting you and jabbing you and have no respect for you. Okay, now you got to walk away. Doesn't mean you can't love your parent or parents or role, title number 1, 2, or 3 down totem pole. It's just you realize you love yourself more. Because remember, at the end of the day, we have two things in common. We're all born and we all die. And life is darn short. Don't waste your entire life trying to please those on the totem pole 1, 2, and 3. Because you're going to waste your life and you're going to be down to nothing left. Amen.